Victory I am, and I am the presence of victory, come to tell you that you have in the last few days attained a victory for the ascended masters and the great white brotherhood, a victory that has not been seen for many years. I am here to congratulate you and to thank you for opening your hearts, coming to this place, making it indeed a holy place because of your heart flames anchored here that have allowed us to anchor our heart flames as well. Truly, by coming apart from the mass consciousness that has hung over this place now for almost a decade, weighing down anyone who was here, making them think that their best days were behind them, and that the best days of the ascended masters were behind them, perhaps even that the best days of earth were behind them. That cloud, that black cloud of anti-victory, has been shattered by your presence, by your giving of these rosaries, and by the magnificent dictations that have been brought forth by the other masters. Thus it is my lot as the presence of victory to come to put the crowning achievement on this conference. And therefore, I, as I so often do, if I might say so, come to enjoy the fruits of others' labors. But yet again, I have truly labored long and hard before I was able to embody the flame of victory that I am, and before I was able to magnify to such a point that I could overcome any force of anti-victory in this world. And therefore, I have a right to be who I am. I have a right to be the flame of victory, and I have a right to express myself through a messenger who has been willing to raise his consciousness to the point where he could be a chalice for that flame. And I must tell you that each and every one of you have the opportunity, have the potential to be a chalice for the flame of victory that I am. But in order to do so, you have to let go of that consciousness that makes you feel unworthy, that makes you feel like you are not good enough, like you are not doing enough. You have to realize that you were born worthy because you were created by a most magnificent creator who has created a most magnificent universe. And truly, when you look up into the night sky, you should be able to see that the God who could create such a magnificent tapestry of light can surely create you as a perfect spiritual being, as a perfect co-creator. And thus you only need to recognize who you are, to dare to acknowledge who you are, and to dare to express who you are, because acknowledging that you are a co-creator with God is not enough. For the purpose of being a co-creator is, of course, to co-create. And you can co-create only when you let your light flow, when you let your light so shine before men that they can see your good works, and therefore they see the source behind your good works, that is the light of God in your being. And when they see that light of God in you, they can be quickened, they can be raised up, so that eventually they can come to see that that very same light is also in them. And thus, you can follow the call to see God in each other, for that is what we desire for you. Do you seriously believe that we want you to go around feeling sorry for yourselves, judging each other, so that hardly anyone in an entire community dares to express their God flame, dares to express their Christ flame, for fear of being put down by those who should have been his or her best friends, encouraging everyone on the path to come up higher, and come up higher still, whereby the entire community could enter an upward spiral that would literally bring heaven to earth? And yet instead, you have allowed those among you who are the lawyers, who would not take upon themselves the key of knowledge, you have allowed them to drag an entire community down in a spiral of anti-victory. But I tell you that that spiral has come to an end, for truly it has been turned around through these last few days, and if you will maintain the momentum of victory, you can still win a victory for the ascended host in this community. And this is the message I give to you today. And now I ask you to rise and make a joyful noise unto the Lord with me. I am victory. Victory I am. I am victory. Victory I am. I am victory. Victory I am. I am victory. I am victory. Victory I am. I am victory. Victory I am. I am victory. Victory I am. I am victory, 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 victory I am. Please be seated, as I have yet something to share with you. I want to give you a sense of commissionment of what the flame of victory can accomplish. Truly, you are trapped on this planet, and you have a tendency, as so many human beings have had through the ages, to look at this planet as the center of the universe. And even a former church had the belief that the earth truly was the center of the universe. But I must tell you that the earth is not the center of the universe. There is truly no center, for the universe is an ever-expanding sphere, and there is no center, no planet in the physical realm that is the center being instead, God the Creator. This universe is so vast, so incredibly vast that you cannot understand it with your mind, but I must tell you that there are innumerable galaxies that have been even darker than the earth is today, and yet they have been turned around into a flame, into a victory for the light. I know that thousands upon thousands of planets have been worse off than planet Earth today, yet today they have their victory and their shining stars. And thus, when I look at this planet, I can only say, there is nothing on this planet that my flame of victory cannot conquer. Yet, because of free will, that flame of victory must be embodied by someone in embodiment. And therefore, I am looking for a few good men and women who will make it a goal to leave behind them the consciousness of anti-victory and instead enter into the consciousness of peace, the peace that is not passive, that does not mean that you sit around and meditate all day, but that you carry the inner peace with you even in the midst of the most intense activities, and therefore wherever you are the active living flame of peace. That is the flame of victory. For truly, how can there be true peace unless you know that you have won the ultimate victory for the light? If there is still darkness, there can be no peace. And thus, peace and victory are two sides of the same coin. And I ask you to consider making it a goal to embody that flame of peace. Allow it to enter into your temple and then allow it to grow until it goes beyond being the quiet, meditative peace and becomes the active, all-pervading, all-accomplishing flame of victory. And thus I seal you, and I seal this conference, and I thank you, and once again, I congratulate you, and I now hear the sound of applause, for there are indeed beings in heaven that have watched this conference, and they are applauding your efforts, and I ask you to arise and respond in kind, as I seal this flame, this conference in the flame of victory.